Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to Those Working Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Christine.
And today is our big Christmas extravaganza. Woo! Yeah, we didn't do this last year, but this year, this is a new thing,
Christmas
I guess.
Christmas special time.
Christmas special.
We've got presents to unwrap. We played a whole present game, and then we have a couple normal presents, so we're going to have a whole gift
exchange.
It's going to be grand. We're going to do that on camera with all of y'all, so if you're not watching the YouTube, you're going to be missing out, but we will be narrating so that if even if you're listening, you will be able to get in on the fun of the gift exchange. What we did was we have a couple gifts that we got each other before we decided we're doing this, but then we went to Target today with a whole game that was like, I think on TikTok that people were playing it and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So we each got each other something that we want, something that we need, something that you can wear, and something you can read. Okay. Yeah. So we've got those gifts to exchange. It's going to be a fun time. And before that, as always, we're going to roll into some snap, crackle, pop culture news. Let me tell you, it has been a week for Miss Taylor Swift.
Yes.
She was named Time's Person of the Year. And I feel like I've never been more proud to wake up to her face on Instagram on the Time magazine cover. I was literally, my heart was like, that's my baby and I am proud.
I just saw it. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense. But it's just, it's kind of mind-boggling to see it. It kind of feels like this like girl pop futuristic world where Taylor Swift is Time's Person of the Year. Before that, the day before, she was named the fifth most powerful woman in the world.
That's right.
Okay, this is a quote from it. Most notably, Taylor Swift's dramatic rise from number 79. She was number 79 last year. And this year, she's number 5. Epitomizes a new archetype of influence, signaling a shift from the traditional political and corporate might. Yeah, her economic impact this year is staggering. The Eras Tour alone is reported to have brought in a record-breaking $850 million and is estimated to have boosted the U.S. economy over $5 billion. Her innovative business strategies have redefined industry norms, which is a true story.
I mean, thank you for coming into this, what Swifties have known
for so long. Yeah, I mean, there's another quote here that, Swift's most profound impact lies in her ability to sway the cultural and social currents of our time, particularly among young, predominantly female audience. She symbolizes a new era of power, influencing people and culture independent of any country or company.
Wow.
Yes, Miss Swift. Yes. I read the article and it was really good. The article in Times Magazine, and they talked about so many things.
So many.
One big thing. Mm-hmm. She started dating Travis right after he bombed her. Not bombed her. He put her on blast.
It was so funny.
Yeah. She was like, it was so adorable. With the friendship bracelet thing on the podcast.
I love that we literally talked about last week.
Yes.
How
we cut it out of the pod. Did you cut it out of the pod?
No.
Oh, I cut it out because we were wrong.
Oh, well, we were wrong last week. I was like, no, that was like their first date. And she's like, you guys, we must be psychotic. She used the word psychotic to think that we would like have our first date, like in do a hard launch in front of the entire world.
Well, we knew they were talking and yeah. they were also dating. So they were already a couple by that first game that we saw them at, which is so fun because like at the VMAs when she was dancing in that black rep outfit, like they were already together, you know?
When were the VMAs again?
It was at the end of August.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that they're going strong. And she talks about, okay, she's like, those many years that I spent hidden in my house, I'll never get those back. She was like, go out, have adventures, do things. Yeah. And I love that for her.
No, I do too.
I love that for her. And she's really reframing the time that she spent with Joe as this time where she was living in fear of the outside world seeing any bit of her life. And she's like, I don't have time for that now. I'm just like, I want to live.
Yeah.
And I want to go out to dinner with my friends. And I'm not going to let everyone looking at me stop me from doing anything in my life, which is really nice.
Yeah. What did you think about the photos that came along with?
I love them. And they were very reminiscent of Rep with like yes. a touch of debut.
Oh,
you know that picture on the cover with like the wind in her hair, and her hair is like wavy yes. and her eyebrows are really thin and long like they were on debut.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like debut Taylor in the photo on the cover of Times where it's like a close up, not the close up where the hair is in her face, the close up where the hair is blowing away from her face. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it's also interesting that she's all in black. Obviously, it's Rep. There's that shot with the guitar. That's also very debut. It's a very like country looking guitar.
Yeah.
And she's in a dress, which is very debut, you know, like a long dress. Mm-hmm. She doesn't wear that in Rep. But I thought it was really interesting that she's wearing like a onesie, like the single ladies onesie in the picture with her cat Benjamin Button around her neck.
Yeah, I just was looking at the cat. She's so cute.
That cat is like the cutest cat I've ever seen, and I'm like not usually
it's a rag
cat
doll
person. She also made a Harry Potter reference. She made an MCU reference. She made a Lord of the Rings reference. Like all the nerdy fandoms. She said it in one sentence in describing her experience putting out each re-recorded album. She was mm-hmm. like, at this point, you know, I'm collecting Horcruxes. I'm collecting Infinity Stones. I'm like talking to Gandalf. I forgot the Lord of the Rings one because I don't know Lord of the Rings.
I don't think it got that far.
It's right toward the end. But yeah, like she's searching, like each time she puts out an album, she feels like she found a Horcrux. Like she's that much closer to owning all of her stuff and destroying, you know, the Voldemort in her life.
Wow.
But yeah, Katie says, I'm definitely side-eyeing all the celebs coming out in support of her. And I'm like, where were you in 2016?
Well, also, there was that portion of the article where she called out Kim K again about Reputation. And I guess now, like, I just went to Kim K's Instagram because I saw that there was a headline being like, Swifties are commenting snakes on all of her posts again. Oh. And yeah, so that's happening once again.
Well,
yeah,
it'll fade fast.
Well, she also said in the article, she's like, the trash will take itself out.
Yeah, she's like, there's no point in going out of your way to like get revenge on your enemies. The trash will always take itself out.
Wow.
She made Gladiator references. The article. Yeah, she said, are you not entertained? But the author of the article went out of his way to really talk about how she was a mastermind, even in the interview, like how she frames her story. But any good storyteller frames their story that way. I was like, you're really harking on this hard.
Yeah, he was.
But it was also interesting to hear about Mastermind. Like that movie Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Inspired her to want to write Mastermind, which is interesting. Yeah. I never saw that movie.
I haven't either.
It was the one Oscar movie that year that I didn't see. So
I mean, it's about like design, like a designer.
Yeah, but apparently it's like there's a lot of manipulation in the movie. They're like, they're one person's a mastermind behind everything.
Oh,
that's like the twist or something. Spoiler for Phantom Thread.
So I saw that. So this came from the new terms and conditions that just were changed for PlayStation, but that technically across all digital platforms, you do not own the movies that you purchase. So, yeah. And I had wondered this because last year I went to go watch The Holiday, which is what we're going to be doing commentating on for our patrons.
Oh, yeah. So this month for, well, it's actually technically our November.
Yeah.
Patron extra episode. We're doing a commentary on our favorite Christmas movie, The Holiday.
So I love this movie. I purchased this movie. It is one of my favorite movies of all time. Last year I went to go watch it and it said I didn't own it. And I was like, what the hell?
I own it too.
Yeah. Well, it went away last year for some reason. I had to repurchase it. I was like, I know I bought this movie. Like, I for sure know.
That's some fucking bullshit.
So technically, yeah, if you purchase any of those digital copies on platforms, it can go away without any, I guess, forewarning, because PlayStation just had a thing.
So much.
Yeah, PlayStation just had a thing where it says that any Discovery media, if you own any Discovery media, which now owns HBO and Warner Brothers, is now being taken away off of PlayStation's movie like purchasing platform. So I feel like I saw people talking about like, how is it like this could be like a fully like class action suit, because if you're going to take the movie away from me and like I'm not allowed to own it and rewatch it whenever I want, then why am I not getting paid back for the films that I have purchased in the past?
Yeah. Sophie says, what? That's so annoying. Now I have to start getting DVDs again.
Yeah.
Seriously, I have the DVD of The Holiday at my mom's house.
I got rid of all of our DVDs. We had thousands and thousands.
Oh my God. Got rid of them? Shit.
We can't move with them. There's no space.
What if you put them in a CD book?
We did that. We had 12 CD books that we didn't know what to do with.
Shit.
Yes, I know. Okay, I don't know if you know this, but there are 3 musicals coming out in theaters this month.
Mean Girls?
Yeah, what are the other two? They're big Hollywood films.
The Color Purple?
Yes.
Oh.
What's the third one? It's Wonka.
Oh,
and none of
is
these
that a musical?
Yes, none of these movies are being marketed as musicals. It all says like a new twist on the beloved story.
Wait, Willy Wonka's a musical?
Yes, it is. It's a musical.
Not like the original Willy Wonka?
No, it's a prequel to Willy Wonka. That it's like Willy Wonka when he was younger.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, so Hollywood apparently doesn't want people to know that these are musicals, and maybe they're trying to,
because I guess musicals haven't done well lately. Is that what they're
probably
going
and they're
off
like
of?
Trying to coerce people into the movie theaters by lying to them. I mean, I love musicals.
Well, sometimes, you know, you don't think you're going to like a musical and then you get into the movie and you do, and that's what they're trying to get yourselves.
Katie says, guys, I'm actually so excited for Wonka. Like, I don't even care. I'm going to go and have a lovely time watching Timothy prance around.
I would love to watch Timothy prance around. I just want to watch it on streaming. I was kind of scarred by Johnny Depp's Wonka. It really creeped me out.
Oh,
he scared me.
You love and also are scared of that man. That's
I love him as Jack, and I don't like him with no facial hair. He scares me. His face is scary like that. Like, he looks like he's gonna eat me.
Oh boy. All right, that's my news.
All right, well, we're gonna move on into what right now. We haven't done what right now in a couple weeks. I'm excited to talk books, movies, TV. What have you been reading, Natasha?
I'm still reading Iron Flame.
All right, we're gonna move on because I don't want any spoilers.
I'm on chapter 53. I'm almost done.
You still had 5 hours left.
I mean, I listened to it on the car ride up, so I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe only
so
have 4
less,
now.
4 hours left now. I am puttering through Iron Flame, but I haven't like buckled down yet. I did read and finish The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer and fucking loved it. it's very much for the adults who as kids like would retreat to reading to help them escape their like traumatic childhood lives. Like it's for the kids who would escape into Harry Potter. It's for the kids who would escape into like a series of unfortunate events or, you know, like that saw themselves in these kids series and were so, so passionate about those series moving into adulthood. And it was just so beautiful. So it's really like your childhood dream coming true. I made a TikTok about it and I talked about it like that because the lead character as a kid, she had really neglectful parents and she loved these books that by this one author. And one day when she was 13, she ran away from home and she ran away to his house.
Oh yes. You told me this.
Yeah. She found him and knocked on his door. And now as an adult, she is getting to participate in this contest as he's holding. He hasn't released a book in 6 years. And he's decided to give the one hard copy of the book because he wrote it on a typewriter to the winner of this contest. And they can choose to sell it to the publisher or sell it themselves. But it'll go for millions of dollars because he's a ginormous author. And he sends out 5 personal written letters to 5 people. And those are the only people that can play the game to win the contest.
It sounds like Willy Wonka.
It's very much like getting your Hogwarts letter.
I've got a golden ticket.
Yes, you've got a golden. Now that we're talking about Willy Wonka, it does feel like that too. But it's all the kids that ran away from home and showed up as for doorstep in the last 20 years. So it's really sweet. Like it's just like the sweetest man. And I just loved it so much. I cried a lot. I had a lot of feelings. it was really brilliantly done.
I totally forgot about, well, maybe because we hadn't done this in a while, but I watched the last 2 movies of the After Saga by Anna Todd.
Oh,
not good. The fourth to last movie is called After Ever Happy. What does that mean? After Ever Happy. Ever After Happy? After Ever Happy.
Ever After. Wait. What is it? After Ever Happy?
Yes.
It's all scrambled up. It's After Happily After After.
Yeah, Happily Ever After. Happily Ever After.
Is a book called Ever Happy?
I don't know, but it's called After Ever Happy. And then the second one is After Everything. And I don't, and it had nothing to do with these towards the end. So I feel okay, like talking shit on them. But they are like, they're definitely fun to hate, as Katie said. I watched it with Taya and there is a point, like the last movie is just the guy who's supposed to play Harry Styles, who played Voldemort as like a young kid. He's like on this like journey to re-find himself so he can be with her forever. And it's the whole movie is just him. There is no her in it, like whatsoever. It was very weird. Hard to watch. And there's a point. So he writes a book. It's called After, what the first movie is about. And it gets published and he like gets really popular from it. And then they're talking about film rights. And at one point, someone's like, you should get Harry Styles to play you in the movie. And Tay and I were like, what? it was not expected. His name is being Harden. Yes, his name is Harden.
Wow.
All right. Those are my movies that I've never watched.
I don't think I watched any movies that I can remember, but I have been watching Squid Game The Challenge. And I am so scarred from the TV show. Like, I loved the show, but I remember it so viscerally because it was so brutal. And they're having the people in the Squid Game, the challenge, do all of those challenges. And when they get eliminated, they get shot with a black paintball gun and they have to collapse like they've died. And I know they're not actually dying, but I feel so tense. Like I'm on edge, like they're going to. And it is so dramatic and I love it. And they are so cutthroat in there with them. And I love it. And I know it was a shit show in filming. Like I heard they were like very inhumane, but
really?
Yeah, like I heard there were a lot of issues, like it took forever and they were on the floor playing red light, green light for hours and people got like physical ailments happening because of it because they had to go to the bathroom or do this or that. But they're competing for over $4 million.
Oh, wow.
That is the most money that people have ever won in a challenge game. Yeah. So like, I feel like the inhumane way that this is being filmed is because they're competing for so much money that they're like, this is part of the game. It's really hard. Yeah, because I didn't know that when I heard all that news that they were competing for so much money. Every time someone gets eliminated, it adds $10,000 to the pot. So it started at like $3 million something dollars. And every time someone got eliminated, it went up and now it's up to $4 million.
Did you finish it?
Not yet. I am on like episode 6 or something. And they just did the marbles game in the episode that I watched, which is a very dramatic game.
I haven't even watched the original Squid Game.
I was like crying in this episode. They do a really good job of endearing you to the characters that are playing, the people who are playing, even though it's not like Survivor where you like know the same ones going through, like, you know, one or two, but like they'll introduce ones that are becoming bigger players in each episode. So you don't know who's going to stay in and who's going to go, which is cool. Yeah, I recommend it. It's a fun watch.
I need to watch the original.
You do. I want to rewatch it. Like, I wish we lived closer so I could rewatch it with you.
I know. I have to, like, I don't love those, like, shows that make me feel icky. And I feel like it's going to
I don't
make
know
me
if
icky.
This makes you feel icky. It's like a game. I don't know.
I'll give it a chance.
Okay, go ahead. What did you watch?
Okay, so I started watching, I haven't finished it yet, Lessons in Chemistry with Brie Larson. It's on Apple TV Plus. And it's really good. It takes a turn that I didn't know was going to happen. And it's a little traumatic, but I'm happy that it happened in the beginning. And I guess it's just how her story.
Yeah.
Because it happens over a period of time. Because it starts at the beginning with like her 6 years later or something like that. And then it flashes back to 6 years prior. Mm-hmm. And so far, she's like plays a really, really, really smart chemist. And there's something that happened to her and she wasn't able to become like a doctor and get her doctorate.
So she's cooking.
So and I had no idea about this show. Like I had
just
no idea
that she's like a cook.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. And so beginning, like it flashes back and she's like a lab tech, but she's the smartest person in the room. But no one takes her seriously because of misogyny. And it's in the
1960s or something.
Well, no, it's in like the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
And then it flashes to the 1950s.
Okay.
And like the stuff that she goes through is absolutely horrible. And I can't. I'm not going to say it, but just the misogyny, the patriarchy of it all, like stuff you wouldn't hear coming out of anyone's mouth nowadays, mm-hmm. but it must have been rampant back then. Like you can't be smart. You're a woman. Like that shit. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like it's kind of the same sentiment that we see in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel with.
Oh, yeah.
Her dad says stuff like that. But then he like realizes by the end that he's absolutely wrong. So it's awesome. All right. Well, I want to watch that. So I'm going to hopefully over the break get to watch Lessons in Chemistry with Brie Larson. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good. Watch it with your mom or something. Yeah,
maybe I will. We're going to move into our big gift exchange section. But before we do, I really quickly want to remind you that I'm an author and I have a new book coming out called Attached at the Hip. It comes out May 21st, 2024, and it's available for pre-order now, and the link is in the show notes. And your pre-order goes a really long way to ensuring that I get to continue writing books. So if you want to support my author career, I really appreciate that. It's an adventure rom-com. It's super fun. It's full of comedy and adventure fun times. I don't want to say anything else. And all right, I also want to thank everyone who's here for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. It's the holidays. We are so grateful that you're spending time with us during this time. We love you. We're so grateful for you listening. And if you haven't already, we'd love it if you followed us for free in your favorite podcast listening app. If you like the audio, the visual version of the show on YouTube, youtube.com/@thoseforkingfangirls. We'd love it if you subscribe for free. So you never miss an episode. It gets sent to you. And we have a Patreon. If you want more of Those Forking Fangirls, or you want to support the show in a bigger way. And we have a 30-minute extra show every single week where we called Fangirl Tea Time, where we tell stories about stuff going on in our personal lives. We dig a little deeper into more personal topics. It's a great time. We love our community there. And we have lots of other fun perks at the $10 tier and the $15 tier, including getting to be a guest on the show. We have a listener on every month, a patron from our Polis Bananas tier. We have fangirl bonding sessions over Zoom every single month. It's a grand old time. So check that out. Link is in the show notes.
You guys can also watch us live and see the technical difficulties that happen prior to recording the show. We interact. That's like we have a chat up, and so we get to talk to you all. So like, hello to everyone watching.
So when we reference like Katie or Sam or anyone in the chat, those are patrons that are here hanging with us as we record. So you get to be a part of the show
because at the
you get to put
tier.
In your 2 cents at the $5 tier and up as we're recording. So it's a great time. All right. Christmas exchange! All right. So how did you feel about this Target adventure we did?
Your Target's huge, by the way. So she has like a 2-story Target, and I was like going through the top level thinking like, oh, I'm gonna go over here and find like the women's clothing section. I'm like, oh damn it,
it's downstairs.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I do feel like I want to go to like a more kitschy store or something different.
I
want to
do it someplace else. Like I felt limited by Target.
Yeah. I knew there was a lot of stuff, but
not like what I was looking for in particular. So I feel like I don't know. I feel like I could have done better somewhere else.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys remember, we were following
a little TikTok trend.
Yeah, it was something that you need, something that you want, something you can wear, and something to read.
You said it so it didn't rhyme, but like, something that they want, something that they need, something they can wear, something they can read. Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a limit of $60, which I was like abiding by because Natasha wanted to budget. And then Natasha's like, oh, I went over. And I'm like, you specifically were like, let's budget.
Well, I didn't really have a choice because I didn't think about the pricing. I was like adding up in my head and I forgot about tax and all that stuff. And then I went over.
I was so proud that I hit $61.
Were you like tallying up in your head?
I was like approximating, yeah. And I was budgeting. I was good at math for once. Yeah. I mean, I used to be good at math, but now my brain
is
like,
I was like, nothing is over $20 in Target.
Oh my God, so many things. That's why I didn't get a bunch of stuff because I was like, I'm staying on Target or we're doing fun little gifts.
Oops. I guess there was other things I could have probably picked up.
Okay, well, we're going to start our exchange, right?
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Target stuff or should we finale?
Start Target and finale with our other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can open this one first.
Christine has wrapped a long rectangle oblong.
Oh, yeah. Describe it for the audio.
It's about the width of my chest. And it's kind of... Oh, there's a hard bit.
Okay, be careful in there.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to open the package.
Okay. All right, so this is something you can read?
Something you can read? I did what?
presents inside of it.
I thought this was like an actual, like you had to get something they can read. Like.
I said to think outside the box.
I didn't.
You didn't think outside.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did. I have it on tape.
I don't remember that.
I said it into the camera.
Am I not supposed to open what's in here?
Not yet.
Oh boy. Okay. So it's a stocking that says peace on it.
It's a gold stocking.
It's a gold stocking. It's not gold. This is like a beige champagne color.
Okay. It looks gold enough to
me. It matches my outfit.
Yeah, it does. That's why I got that one. And it said peace and I needed something to read.
Oh boy. Now I'm upset.
You gonna give me one?
Oh no. You could buy anything with a tag and call it something to read.
Well, if the physical object has a name on it, it's something you can read.
Oh man.
All right, so from Natasha, I have the wrapping paper. It feels squishy, but it looks like a candy, like the ends are wrapped with bows and the middle is big, like a candy that you unwrap. All right.
Like a hard candy.
Like a hard candy. There you go. All right.
Like a peppermint.
Ooh, it's colorful. Is it a scarf?
No.
Oh, it's one of those sweaters it's that I love. It's a
clavicle sweater.
Oh my God, I didn't even see these. See, I didn't go in the women's section as much because they don't have good sizes for you a lot.
They have plus sizes at Target.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. That's the only store that has plus sizes.
Damn it, I wish you prepped me with that.
I forgot.
Oh.
I think you're actually wearing it backwards.
Well, it doesn't look good with this dress, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's so Christine. See, well,
your presents are going to be like real presents.
Yeah, they are.
And I got you a stocking that says peace.
I didn't know this was a joke.
I thought we were clear.
No, I was like, no, these are real presents. Oh, Lord. You did not say that.
Yes, I did. Mm-mm. I said silly like 100 times.
You did not say silly. Well, I
treated Natasha to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully it makes up for the silly. I did say silly.
Can I open the others?
Okay,
in here?
You can open the first one in there. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of things in here. Okay, here we go. Another Tootsie Roll type.
It's a smaller one.
It's smaller. It's kind of heavy. Oh my Lord. Is this something that I need?
Yeah, tell me what it is.
A Phillips extension cord. And it's white, which actually is quite useful.
I love my white Phillips extension cord.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you. Wow, mine are not gonna be funny.
Sophie says, "Lol, honestly, crank it."
Listen though, Alex and I are cord hoarders, so we have a lot of extension cords.
Yeah, it's always you could always use another one though.
No, you could.
Always need extension cords.
I do too, yeah. Especially when I'm like in the midst of sewing and I have to plug in my two sewing machines and my iron and my now Cricut. So there's just all these things I have to plug in.
Oh my gosh, this is so cute. Natasha made like a little baggie.
I did.
Tied with a beautiful silver floofy string.
The only ribbon that Christine has.
The only ribbon I have. It's fun ribbon.
I have like 7 bolts of ribbon.
All right, Natasha, I'm going to open this.
Ooh.
It's a dinosaur ornament.
Yeah.
Triceratops.
I think I said Tyrannosaurus Rex for some reason when I was filming.
I love Triceratops. I love dinosaurs, as you all know. I actually saw this. Natasha doesn't like dinosaurs, so that wouldn't work for her.
We did see each other about 3 times
in the Target. We were like, "Whoa!" Like turned around and went the other way.
So that one's fun.
This is fun. This is fun. Very cute.
Yes.
Is this something that I want or something I need because I don't have any ornaments?
It could be either. I was thinking want because it's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And it's your favorite
it
dinosaur.
It could go either one. Well, my favorite is actually the Velociraptor, but I do love this dinosaur too.
Okay.
This is like Sarah from the Land Before Time.
Yeah. All right. There's more stuff in this stocking. All right.
There's more in the stocking. Get ready for more.
Want. This one says want on it.
Want. Okay, is this the fandom gift?
I think this is my one fandom gift. What fandom do you think? Wait, tell them what it is.
It's a reindeer ornament.
It's not a reindeer.
An elk?
It's a stag.
Oh, a stag?
It's threefold in terms of fandom.
Is it Shadow and Bone?
That's one.
Harry Potter?
Two. That's the Patronus of Harry. And for Shadow and Bone, it's where they get the amplifier. The
bone, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the third one?
Twitcher? Twilight, the deer that he kills in the beginning of the movie.
Wow. Christine really thought about this. I did not.
Let me just describe it for them. So it's like a brown deer and it has gold antlers, yeah, not horns.
Oh, and Christine's Triceratops,
yeah,
is a brown, like fuzzy, velvety.
Yeah, it kind of matches.
It does.
Yeah, it's just like a different shade of brown.
They're very cute,
but they're both fuzzy.
I really like them.
Yeah, they're cute, and they were decently priced. I think they were on sale
$3, something like that.
Yeah. Ooh, this is heavy.
Yeah,
this is a real present.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so Natasha has handed me a big square. like, I would think of it maybe as a board game if I didn't know what it was, which I don't.
Oh, my God. What is it? Oh, stackable zipper storage cube set. I need this.
Yes.
Yes.
My first thought was, like, something that Christine needs is something to organize her shit with. And you were just saying, like, why are all my sweater, like, your closet was so organized?
Yeah, I wonder what I'll put
your sweaters in there, and you can put them on top so that they don't get all...
I feel like I'll put something in here that I'll never use that's just taking up space, because it's harder to access, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, stuff you use occasionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's like a QB organizer-y thing.
Very nice.
Maybe sheets.
Maybe no, I use sheets too much. Open your last one in the stocking. I think there's one more in there.
Ooh, it's little butterfly clips.
Yeah.
And they're like purple and teal.
They're like metallic-y butterfly clips. Very 90s, very like the 90s. Small ones.
So you put them in my little space buns.
Yeah. Yeah, you use like cool stuff in your hair all the time.
I love these.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. This is another beautifully wrapped. I would say it's like a VHS. It looks like a VHS wrapped up, like a nice one, a nice hard one. She did a nice bow with my ribbon.
That she never uses.
I never use the ribbon.
We've only,
it's a book.
Yes. I went very literal, something you could read. And I was like, well, this is ridiculous. Christine has so many books. Does she really need another one?
That's why I didn't catch her.
I was looking at the books. I'm like, which one did she get me?
I specifically to the camera was like, Natasha doesn't have any more room for physical books. She reads on her phone. It's just not a good idea to get her a physical book. It's a Jennifer All Armentrout from Blood and Ash.
My
is this
favorite.
The first one?
It's the first one. It's a new cover.
And yeah, I don't recognize the cover
either.
It kind of reminds me of a V.E. Schwab book, the cover.
Yeah, like a.
It looks like the one about the arch nemesis.
Vicious.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
It's my favorite. I hope you like it.
Yeah, I hope I like it too. I want to like it. I know a lot of people love it.
Yeah, Sasha started reading it and she's obsessed.
All right. Which one do we do first? We'll do this one.
It's going to be a... Oh, sorry. I just started opening it. It's a squishy package.
It's a squishy package.
That's kind of a big square. Okay.
Ooh. You can read and wear.
It's a sweater and it says... Cozy.
In colorful neon letters.
Which is very Natasha. Colorful. I hope it
I
fits.
I love it. No,
it's fluffy and stretchy.
It's a stretchy, fluffy sweater, and it's perfect. I can wear it with skirts.
Yay!
Actually, it'll match my new purple skirt with my snowflakes.
Ooh.
The one I made?
Oh!
The cricket one?
Oh, yeah! Oh, my gosh. Yay!
No, I love this.
I'm glad. I'm glad I got
and
you
it's
something
one
wearable.
One of Beyonce songs.
Cozy. Oh, I didn't know Cozy was a Beyonce song.
Yes.
I'm out of the Beyonce loop.
It's a good song. You should listen to it.
All right. We've got one more Target present each.
Here's a little baby.
A little baby. Ooh, I wonder if this is one of the babies that I was thinking about getting you and then didn't end up getting.
Ooh.
It is. I almost got this for you, but I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Leo necklace. Yeah. I should have gotten the Pisces one.
It's okay. It's so pretty, I thought. And it's gold, so you can wear it.
I wish I got it for you. I just didn't know if you would like it.
I would. I feel like this year has been like the year of astrology.
I know, we have to have an astrology episode. We're working on it. This is very cute.
It's very cute.
Thank you.
It's got a lion on it.
It's got a lion on it. I don't have any Leo stuff, so this is very nice.
Pisces stuff. Oh, I think I made my cake Pisces. Remember for my birthday?
Maybe.
There's one more gift in the stocking.
Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot about that one.
This is another baby. Wait, I saw this.
Ah, it's an ornament.
Yeah, it's scissors and a pin cushion because I sew. It's so cute. I saw this. I'm like, oh, that's a perfect ornament for myself.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it. I was like, I gotta get this. It's so on point.
It's on snip.
On snip. Okay, last one.
It's like a triangle.
You know what it is, I feel like, when you touch it.
I don't think I will. What is this?
Open
what
it.
Is this?
Open it.
Oh my gosh. Hangers.
You always need hangers.
I actually don't need hangers. I have a massive stock of them because I just got rid of so many clothes.
Oh my god. Well, but you'll eventually
I'll eventually need them at some point.
Oh my god, everyone always needs hangers.
My closet is stuffed.
But don't you have shitty hangers?
Some of them, yeah.
Delete those and replace them with good ones. Right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, the Target haul's done.
Thoughts on the Target haul? I feel like I got silly gifts and Natasha got me nicer gifts.
I like your gifts. I think they're really nice.
Okay.
Maybe except for the stocking.
I just wanted to put stuff in and I needed something to read. But I just realized that the sweater is also something to read.
Oh, that's true.
Because it says cozy.
Oh, yeah.
So I should have gotten something.
My favorite
else.
Thing, I think, are the butterfly clips.
Yeah, they're cute. My favorite is my sweater. I'm excited for my shoulder sweater.
All right. Ones that we spent some more time on.
Christine
gave me a real present, and it's in green plaid wrapping paper with a little dum-dum bow that I hate. But I understand. I understand.
My bows are not dum-dum bows. They are bows. Worthy of love.
It's the one that are like plastic that you put adhesive on. All right. Opening it. It's a nice squarish. Oh. Okay. So this is a Pride and Prejudice book vase.
It's like a vase for flowers.
Flowers.
But it's a book and it says Pride and Prejudice on it. It's like a Pride and Prejudice like ceramic vase that Natasha liked at Barnes & Noble.
It's so pretty. I don't remember what it looks like. I declare, after all, there is no enjoyment like reading from Jane Austen.
It's so cute.
It's so pretty.
And with flowers in it, it's so cool.
So pretty.
I wanted to get you flowers, but they didn't have any flowers at Target.
Like fake flowers?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Is that why you said Michael's?
Yes. My whole plan destroyed by Target not having flowers.
That's okay. Katie says, OMG, I must get one for myself. It's a book vase by Steel Mill and Co.
It's very pretty.
SM and Co. Tell them. Wait, you didn't explain the wrapping situation.
Okay, so it looks like a cube wrapped in a nice see-through Evo bow that's green color. I'm good at this.
The wrapping paper is gingerbread dinosaurs.
And there's dinosaurs on it. I didn't register that they were dinosaurs this whole time.
That's why you were like, cute. What wrapping paper did you use last night? I was like, it's a surprise.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Oh, I really was like in the silly gift mode this year. And now I'm like, ugh. Like, gifts are usually like, I go hard with like the thoughtful gifts. And I'm like, these are all silly.
No, I like them. Don't worry.
This is the mug I picked out at Barnes & Noble. It's really cute. It's like rainbow and it says books for breakfast. I love books for breakfast when I'm reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so look at it. It's green and it has like a rainbow on the bottom and it says 100% made with 100% creative fuel. And in the inside, it says just a few more pages.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
I forgot what it looked like.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm excited to drink water out of it because that's what I drink out of my mugs.
Or milk sometimes.
Sometimes milk. A lot of times water. Love me some mug water. This is a little thing from me.
Oh, you just opened one. Okay. This is a light little gift from Christine. It's the other side of the wrapping. And it's a pencil case shape. Like the size of a pencil case. Oh my gosh.
It's my Paramount Plus login information.
She's so funny.
Hey, does that mean are you gifting it to me?
Well, we talked about switching, giving each other the passwords to one of our things.
I know.
So now you have my Plus login.
Okay.
For Paramount. Okay. If you want to use it.
No, thank you.
I just thought it would be funny.
It's funny. Okay.
Like, so funny.
Here's a little thing from me.
Okay. Ooh. So this is green and it's like wrapped in green paper and it's like a it looks like a little troll with green hair. It's very cute.
It does look like a troll with green hair.
Remember those trolls when we were in the 90s? They were like big when I was born.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's another dinosaur ornament. Wait, this is one of my favorite dinosaurs. Wait, is this a raptor or is this like the, I think it's a raptor.
He's got little arms,
but he looks like a raptor.
I got him like last month.
He's so sparkly.
He very sparkles. That's why. Okay, I came inside today, and Christine didn't have any of her ornaments up on the tree because she's like, I only have 6 ornaments, and they look stupid. And I'm like,
it does look stupid. I just
bought you an ornament. You better fucking put the ornaments on your tree.
One dinosaur. On
it's
the
breakable.
Tree.
Be careful.
I'm not gonna just stick.
He doesn't stand up because he's supposed to. Oh, maybe he does stand up.
I'm good at standing up dinosaurs. It's one of my many talents. All right, I have the best one for last. All right. Here you are.
Thank you. All right. It's a squishy big square.
ASMR. People who hate ASMR are going to get turned off.
No, they're not.
Whenever people sneakily put
it in here.
ASMR on podcasts, they get lots of letters from viewers the next week being like, you gave me the heebie-jeebies, never do that again.
Ew.
It happens on every podcast.
I know exactly what it's a sweatshirt in it. Wait, what does it say?
It says Taylor's version instead of the NFL logo.
It's the NFL logo, but it says Taylor's version
instead of NFL.
Did you wash this?
Not yet. It's just been sitting with my clean clothes.
Oh, it's because it smells like you washed it.
It's probably because it's been sitting with my clean folded sweatshirts.
It's adorable. I need more Taylor Swift merch in my life because I don't have a lot.
Yeah, I love this random Taylor Swift merch.
I do too. Like stuff that like only the fandom would get.
Yeah. Like an NFL sweatshirt that says Taylor's version. I got a matching one so that we can match.
Oh!
Yeah, it's take photos. I haven't been able to wear it because I need to wear it. Wait till I gave you yours.
All right, here you go.
All right.
Remember where this box came from.
Alex. Natasha stole Alex's box from something he ordered online.
It was for her uncle.
Okay, so she's given me a pretty tall box that she stole from Alex.
Yes, with the same gingerbread dinosaurs.
With the gingerbread dinosaurs. Is it a sweatshirt? Did you make it?
I made it.
What does it say? Today is Taylor Swift news!
Yes!
Oh my God, people got each other Taylor Swifty sweatshirts? This is so cute! Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, it's a pink, like a pale pink, like a baby pink sweatshirt. Yes. And it says, today is Taylor Swift news! So relevant!
I made it last night.
Oh my God.
With my new cricket.
With your new cricket.
I cut out all those little, look at the tiny little things.
Yeah, there's little, okay, let's see. There's hearts. Oh, a snake, stars, a butterfly, a guitar, and more stars.
Very cute. Thank
it's,
you.
It's a very different sweatshirt.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you.
I got it from Amazon, and then it came overnight, and then I made it last night while we were on the phone. Very and nice. You were like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
You're like, I'm working on a project. I was like, oh, what kind? You're like, a project. I was like, oh. Oh my goodness, what a fun haul.
Very fun.
I know.
Taylor Swift sweatshirts.
Yeah. Well, we are going to roll into our next segment, Mary Kissclef, and we're doing chapter chat today. We got chapters 34 and 35.
Okay. So, Mary Kissclef.
Okay.
These are types of gifts.
Okay.
Stocking stuffers.
Okay.
Gifts from your bestie.
Okay.
Or childhood gifts from Santa, in parentheses, mom and dad.
All right. Gifts from your bestie, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I really love stocking stuffers.
You do.
My mom like uses stuff with like socks and chapstick and gum. Oh,
all your favorites.
All my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get one DVD in there.
Wow.
Stuff in.
A DVD and a yeah, stocking. Yeah.
Sometimes shampoo, conditioner,
lotion.
Yep. Oh, a new razor. Deodorant. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. My mom gave us all deodorant last year in our stockings, and Katie, my brother's girlfriend, got a stocking too, and when she pulled out her deodorant, because she came later, she was like, oh my God, your mom thinks I smell. And we were like, no, we all got that deodorant, we love that deodorant. It was like the spray deodorant that we like smells really good that we all use.
Oh, okay.
And but like she was like and I was like, no.
Did you show her you got it?
Or yes, I did, but I don't know if she believed me.
Oh, but
maybe she was just kidding. Anyway, Katie, you don't smell. So I guess I'm going to. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to kiss stocking stuffers because they have gum, and Cliff, my childhood gifts from Santa, because I'm not a child anymore. So it's fine.
Aww.
I don't play with them all anymore, except Aww. For my CDs. Well, they're gone. So I stream them.
Oh.
What about you?
Okay, so I'm going to marry the childhood gifts from Santa.
Wow.
Well, it was just such a magical time. And
it
if
was.
I didn't have that, like, I would so look forward to Christmas as a child. It is just so fun because you, as a child, have no control over, like, what you receive. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be, like, the one time you could be, like, I want this. And then, like, you finally have control over or like, you think you have control over it. And I don't know. I love getting gifts. It was, like, the one time I would get things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably kiss gifts from your bestie because I know you the best. And those are the best gifts now as an adult. Mm-hmm. And then fuck stocking stuffers. My mom never did good stocking stuffers.
And what did your mom put in their stockings?
She also never, they were a hit. Either they were there that year or they weren't.
Oh, it wasn't like, consistent.
Never consistent. And then she would kind of just, she wouldn't even put them in the stocking. She would just put them in a big bag and then be like, this is your kid.
Oh.
It was a lot of like candy and gum and other little
Do you
things.
Have stockings at home?
Yeah, Alex and I do, but we okay. don't do stocking stuffers.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I love them. Like, okay, I didn't preamble this, but like, we would like stay up all night basically waiting for Santa, I mean Olivia, and we'd be allowed to go get our stockings and bring them up like in the wee hours of the morning. We couldn't touch any of the regular presents. Mm-hmm. So like we'd be like, oh, we get our stockings, and we'd like tiptoe down, and they were like bursting stockings full of stuff, and we'd bring them up to our room, and like sometimes there'd be like one little present. And this is so weird, but this is like still feels like my favorite childhood present I've ever gotten, even though it like kind of will sound dumb. There was this pen that had like a special recorder where I could record what I said and it would play it back like in a high pitched voice or a low pitched voice, or play back really fast and really slow. And I would like say things into it and it would repeat them back like in funny voices. I like ran around playing with it all morning, waiting for my mom and dad to wake up.
That is very perfect for you. It makes a lot of sense of what you do now. No, okay. I have a stocking
scary story from my perspective. I believed in Santa until I was 12, and it took a lot for me to not believe in Santa. So one year, I woke up and the stockings were hanging on our dresser in our room. Alex and I shared a room at that time. And I remember getting up and seeing that and then immediately being like, Santa was in my room.
Alex told this story on the brother episode.
And I just remember being like, no.
Yeah, creepy old man was here while we were sleeping.
No, it scared the shit out of me. And I didn't want to touch them. I don't even remember what happened. I don't remember if Alex like coerced me to do it, but I think I have trauma with stockings.
Did you leave out cookies and milk?
Yeah, but I would get scared.
About the cookies?
Yeah, I didn't want him to come inside, but I wanted the gifts.
Santa, I forgot about this. We used to have a whiteboard that we left out next to the cookies, and we would like leave a spot and be like, can you say, leave us your autograph, Santa? And then Santa's autograph would be there in the morning in like the wash away white marker, you know, like the whiteboard marker.
Oh my gosh.
We would write the note on that. Oh my God.
I feel like if Elf on a Shelf was a big thing when I was a child, or like when we were kids, I would be terrified.
Oh, me too.
Of Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, me too, for sure.
Because like you
would be very scared.
Oh, I'd be very scared.
But I would be like freaked out. I wouldn't think like it was magic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the rules with it? Like you can't touch it
or you don't get presents or something, or it dies.
Or it dies, like the magic goes away. The magic
dies or something.
Does anyone in the chat know exactly?
We've lost a lot of the chat.
I know.
But we were going really long with presents.
Yeah, I would be terrified with Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And there was a video on TikTok where like these little girls were just screaming bloody murder, and everyone, like the audience and the parents, are like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And the 2-year-old, they're like, He touched it. And then like the mom, whoever has the camera, is walking downstairs, and there's like a toddler who doesn't know what it is, who has the elf in his hands, and they're all screaming at the kid to drop him.
Oh my God. Because it's kind of like really mean. Because the kids think it's the end of the world and that they're never going to get presents again because the elf died or something. Yeah. Like my cousin did it to her son, who was like 4 or 5. It has it on camera when someone touched it. He's screaming and crying. Oh, no. And it's so sad. And they're like laughing at him. And I'm like, how can you laugh at a time like this when a child thinks that the magic in their life is over? Like,
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Never doing that.
No, it was like a mean prank. That's what it is, a prank on a child.
Yeah, that's not fun. You're laughing at the kid. You're not laughing with the kid.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on into chapter chat. Okay, so today we're reading chapters 34 and 35. So basically, in these chapters, Rhysand is flirting with Cressida. She works for the summer court, and he's distracting her with his flirtation. That's why he's doing it. But Feyre's realized that she's kind of unhappy and really lonely, and she definitely has feelings stirring for Rhysand, and she's been in denial about it. And she realizes that she like kind of wants somebody, and she takes this long bath and she practices making animals out of water, and she thinks that maybe she'll send a water dog after Rhysand to bite him in the ass. She goes on her tour of the castle treasure troves with Tarquin, and he's like, I'm only 84, I'm a young high lord, I'm young and hip, like I'm a cool high lord.
I'm a cool dad.
And he's like, I'm still learning the ways of the high lord. And Feyre's like, I hope you never learn all the ways, because they make you into a political dick face. Except she says it in other words. Like, the High Lords lack compassion when they become like full High Lords because they become so politically motivated that they don't think about their people anymore. They think about what will generate more power for them.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want him to become phased in that way. Because she likes Tarquin, just like Rhysand likes Tarquin. She appreciates his empathy and how much he cares about his people and the things he wants to do. Like, he wants to eliminate like the class system he talks about. Mm-hmm. And everyone else snickered at him. But Feyre acknowledged that she thought it was a great idea or something. And
Katie said that somehow 84 feels older than 500 when you say it out loud.
But anyway, what was I saying? Something about Tarquin. Anyway, okay, so she likes Tarquin, and he realizes that she is the most valuable object in his treasure trove. Like, I think she asks a question, and he's like, nothing here is as valuable as you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a line.
Very.
Like, wow, coming in hard and fast. But he doesn't want her. He wants her as a friend, and he states it out loud. He's like, I want you to work for Rhysand because he respects you and he will be swayed by your opinion.
Yeah.
And we need someone like you to help us accomplish things because he's a stubborn ass sometimes. Mm. And he proposes... Yeah, I already said the class system. He's like, you're kind and compassionate. And that proves to me that Rhysand is not the monster that he pretends to be. Mm. Like, so Tarquin can see everything that a lot of people can't, which is why they respect him. Like, he sees through the facade that Rhysand's not a dick face, that he's a good person and he's putting up a front. And that he even says that he would guess actually that maybe Rhysand was Aramantha's whore just to distract her from everyone else around her. So she wouldn't be torturing everyone as hard because she's distracted by Rhysand, which is exactly what he was doing. So in this vault is this like black diamond necklace. And she notices it because it's so gorgeous and so rare. And he says, take it in exchange for what you did under the mountain as a thank you gift. And she's like, oh, I can't. And he's like, yes, you can. No one could pull that off but you. And it's very night court. Like, it's very, it
very night court.
Yes. Yes. He also has said that he had three cities that were destroyed by Aramantha. That's a lot.
Yes.
So she goes back to her room and she finds Rhysand on her bed. Like, he fucking owns the place. And he's like, I did not sleep with Cressida, because she immediately is on the defensive, like, you're with Cressida, like, kind of just like being a jealous bitch. And Rhysand is like, I'm jealous, because he's kind of acting like a jealous ass too. And he's specifically jealous because earlier that day, and Feyre mentions it, that she gives Tarquin a smile, like, that she hasn't given anyone in a long time. Like, one that is just, like, a happy, like, you're a cool person smile.
Yes.
And Rhysand is jealous that she smiled at Tarquin. Mm-hmm. And Tarquin, oh, she also said that to Tarquin, that it would be, like, easy to fall in love with you.
That's right.
Yeah, and she meant it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhysand is so deeply insecure in that way. He's like, he says he's jealous that no one will ever think of him that way. He's not easy to love.
Nope.
He's not easy to be with. And I feel like this is such a big moment for him, like, saying something like that out loud.
It's very vulnerable.
It's very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Feyre doesn't want to lie to Tarquin. So she tells Rhysand just to ask him for the Book of Breathings. And Rhysand's like, We can't do that.
Yeah. She wants to trust him, but
you can't trust him with this. It's too intense.
No.
Yeah.
She also like calls herself out. She's like, you lying whore.
Yeah. She says that about herself.
I was like, whoa.
She's like, are these the only treasure troves here? Cause she doesn't sense the Book of Breathing. Mm-hmm. And then we go into chapter 35, where she's basically just searching around the city.
Yeah. And I haven't read this in 2 weeks, so
I can help you because I remember
it's coming back to me. So they're there for like another few days. Mm-hmm.
Because she's like going all around trying to feel for it.
Yeah. And they're just like trying to have these meetings to make sure to keep them all busy. To
distract everybody. Yeah. Because she needs
to feel something, to feel where this book is.
Yeah. Yeah. She has to go everywhere in the area.
Yeah. So she goes everywhere in the city and like no luck the first day. And then I don't think any luck the second day.
Yeah. But she does realize that like the never ending summer makes her feel really restless. Like she wants weather. She misses the night court that she said wasn't her home just a few chapters ago. And she's realizing that like actually it has become her home.
Oh.
Yeah. And she feels comfortable and safe there.
Yes. So at one point she goes out, I think the second or third day, and she's out near the water and
she sees
the little cabin. What is it called?
It's it's more of a temple.
Oh yeah, the temple out there, and yeah. The tide is low.
Yeah.
And so most of it is uncovered. And
I think she spots it when she's up on a turret, and that she specifically realizes that she hasn't been able to see it before because it's always underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a specific time of day from the top of the turret that you can see down on that beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit like home, like familiarity.
Yeah.
And
like she knows it's in there. Like she just knows it. She can feel it.
Yeah. So then.
But they can't go looking for it. Like the urge is to go down there right now.
Well, because like everyone in the city, it's like the best place to hide it because you have 1,000 eyes watching you. That's what she said.
Yeah. Because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, we can't go down there until we're 100,000% that's it. So mm-hmm. they have to like at dinner, they have to like probe.
Yes. And so she starts asking questions.
Yeah. Like and what's in that temple? And they're immediately like, why is she asking about the temple? And they redirect her and they're like, she has to go into his head.
Tarquin's mind.
Yeah. And convince him mm-hmm. that she's not a threat. And she does it so easily. It's so
scary that she could do that so quickly because it's a Damati power.
Yeah.
And she quickly turns his thoughts into Feyre is a friend.
Yeah.
Feyre is here. All she wants to do is help.
Yeah. And she goes in by using the drop of power that he gave her and becoming him.
Oh.
Like making her feel like him by using his essence and convincing him she's harmless and a friend. Yeah. And then afterward, Rhysand's like, wow, nice work. Mm-hmm. Like, that was impressive, darling.
Does it go into, like, the plan then?
No. So that, it cuts, the end of the chapter is basically them saying, like, tomorrow morning. In, like, the early, early morning, they're going out.
Yeah.
In but the night, basically.
I do, unless I started, like, listening forward, did I?
You probably did.
Oh, okay. Oops. So. Now they're gonna go steal the book.
It's time for the fucking heist.
Finally.
All right. Well, that's gonna wrap up our Christmas special. I hope you all had a fun time with us. We had a grand old time. And we hope you're having, again, a lovely holiday. Mm-hmm. Our podcast is... if you haven't checked it out yet, Chloe made Those Forking Fangirls holiday playlist. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. So like Natasha picked 20 songs and I picked 20 songs that we love from the holidays and she put them together and made a really cool album art for it. So if you haven't checked out our Spotify, it's linked on our Instagram page at Those Forking Fangirls.
Mm-hmm.
Our socials are done by Chloe Laverson. Our podcast is edited by Alex Polis and Jake Needham with music by Cole Jenkins and vocals by Heather Traska. And I'm Christine.
I'm Natasha.
We put out new episodes every single Friday. And we will see you next week. We've got one more episode of 2023 before we go into 2024. We're going to be doing our top 23 moments of 2023. It's going to be a blast. We loved that episode last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're off to record this week's Fangirl Tea Time. We're going to be talking about things that we didn't get to do this year that we wanted to and that we're looking forward to doing in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a time that'll be available for the patrons at the $5 tier and up. So if you're interested, links in the show notes. We'll see you next week, y'all. Bye. Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.